When Jesus speaks about heaven in his parables, he never speaks about people resting. You know, you go to cemeteries, you see requiescant in pace, R.I.P., rest in peace. They're at peace now. Jesus never speaks about being at peace in heaven. He always speaks about being at a party. Our panahida is about a heavenly banquet. Ulona Avraama, to be in the womb or at the right side of Abraham means you're at the seat of honor at a heavenly banquet where there's music, singing, dancing, eating, and I assume chocolate. That's the image that life is going with relationships and with happiness. You're not snoring. You're living. And that's the image of heaven. It's as if a story of an elderly couple who've been together for over 50 years and they die. And St. Peter greets them at the pearly gates and gives them a hug and shows them around the neighborhood, comes up to this mansion, says, "This is your house. The golf course is right down the street. People will be over for a party at 7. You'll have a wonderful time. We'll have a welcome party for you tonight." And then he leaves. And the couple hugs each other, and the husband looks and thinks and said, "Margie, you know, if it wasn't for your diet and exercise program, we could have been here 20 years ago." The heavenly banquet reminds us of what is waiting for us, but in order to get there, your life is one continuous decision. And in today's gospel, you have the story of the rich man whose name is not given. That's how much power he has now. And Lazarus, the poor man. And they were in proximity of each other. They lived their life together. The rich man did not abuse Lazarus. He did not exploit Lazarus. He did not make fun of Lazarus. He did one thing. He ignored him. And for us in this world, it is an illusion and a temptation to say, "Oh, I'm going to get to heaven someday." But you only get there by doing good, by choosing good and becoming good with God's grace. We cannot ignore the world and somehow claim that we are Christian. We cannot ignore social realities, political realities, and somehow say, "I want to get off not just the grid, but the social grid. I want to separate myself from people." It's difficult. It's not easy. But imagine if Jesus shut up and says, "You know what? I don't want to give my life for people. I want to get a dog, an apartment in the city, and enjoy my life." He says, "No, but these people are suffering, Jesus. You have to give your life for them. Can't I just give them some flowers?" This is a commandment for us. If you take care of the people around you that the Lord has placed within proximity of you, then you will be ready for heaven, because you will begin the work of heaven here, which is a relationship of caring for one another. So the thought of heaven may be a consolation, but it is not the inspiration for what we do. The inspiration for what we do is the love that we have for one another, the care and concern, and that when God shows up, I'll be able to tell God, "You know what? I met your child today, and I took care of them. I didn't ignore them." Any parent worth their salt will say, "Thank you for taking care of my child. I'll give you heaven tonight." Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.